This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The banning of books in schools and libraries surged by a third last year. This from the nonprofit PEN America, which fights for free expression around the world. Reasons given for banning books are varied, but they often have to do with race, sexuality, or gender identity. Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports on how bans are affecting the livelihoods of authors one way or another.
For the first 2 years after Maya Kobabe's memoir, Genderqueer, came out, nothing all that remarkable happened.
It was really just receiving kind of like normal, nice debut book author reviews, but not making national headlines.
That's changed in the last couple of years, as Genderqueer has been banned all over the country, from Florida to Idaho. Kobabe says the bans and challenges have been time-consuming and stressful.
But it's undeniable that they have boosted my career as an author. I have seen a huge rise in sales, and it has also led to a lot of other speaking opportunities.
That's been the case for Ellen Hopkins, too. She's a prolific New York Times bestselling author who mostly writes for kids and teens, often about difficult subjects like drug addiction and sexual abuse.
As far as I know, all 14 of my young adult novels have been banned somewhere.
Three are on the list of the top 10 most banned books. And because of that, she's also been getting a lot of press lately and seen a spike in sales. But in years past, when her books were banned and there was less media attention, sales dried up.
Because school libraries specifically are a big part of our market.
And the reality is, most authors whose books get banned don't get much media attention. Casey Meehan at the nonprofit PEN America says over 1,500 titles were banned in schools last year. And while some are bestsellers,
others are books that are lesser well known, and it could be quite detrimental on the economics of that book to be banned in that way.
And not just in terms of sales. Mike Corrado is an author and illustrator, and in the past,
paid school visits were a very large part of my income, maybe a quarter to a third of my annual income.
But now that his young adult graphic novel Flamer, about a boy coming to terms with his sexual identity, and two other books he illustrated have been banned in a bunch of schools,
I have not been getting the invitations that I used to get. I get a few here and there, but it's nothing like the income that I used to rely on.
And Corrado says book bans have another cost too.
I've lost so much time because of all of this. I have a book due at the end of the year, and I'm behind. I'm behind because I've dealt with so much book banning stuff.
He wants to speak up against book bans, but it's consuming and it doesn't pay. And when you're not a super famous author, he says you have to hustle constantly to make a living. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.